Pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
It looks like it's going to be a really tasty tie on Saturday. There's a lot on the line for Bradford, but it also seems like it's going to be a lot on the line for Port Vale as well in this one.
Yeah, that's underestimating it, really. Yeah, massive game for the Vale. They've won 2 wins out of the last 19 league games, so gone really from being in with a shout to the playoffs to really being in relegation trouble. When they drew last week at home to Bristol Rovers, Vale dropped into the bottom 4 for the first time this season. We're hoping it's going to be a brief stay, but it could really do with something this weekend.
I was going to say, when did this become a survival season? Because right at the start, especially the opening game of the season with a draw with Bradford and the games after that, it looked like they might be the dark horse for a playoff push.
They did, really, yeah. And that was really based on home form. They won the first 5 or 6. Won the first 5 or 6 games at home and really started well. They were in the playoff places actually right up to the start of October. Obviously, it's easy in hindsight, isn't it? But I think looking back, probably that was a false position. Vale weren't playing as well as results suggested. The problems really go back to last summer when there was a huge turnover of players. There hasn't been much stability at the club. And I think really it's a case of chickens coming home to roost. I think the problems from last summer really caught up with Vale. They really went for quantity over quality. Had a huge squad, 35, 36 players for most of the season. And there hasn't really been the quality in that starting 11. Bruno Ribeiro, the manager who was appointed in the summer, he resigned on Boxing Day. So Michael Brown took over, who was his assistant. And that's looking like a bit of a hospital pass, to be honest, for Michael Brown, because he's inherited a not a great side. He's tried to do his best with them in the transfer window and bring players in. But unfortunately, Vale actually lost some of the key players during that window, one of whom is Alex Jones, who went to Bradford. He's still Vale's top scorer, having got 10 in the first half of the season. They also lost Jack Arnick, the keeper, who was the favourite to be player of the season. He went to Glasgow Rangers. And then right on deadline day, Anthony Grant, the holding midfielder, who was player of the season last year, he went to Peterborough for around £100,000. So really that's 3 key players out to the side. And Vale are struggling at the moment.
And what's the feeling of the Vale fans as well going into this game now?
I think nervous, probably. If you look at the league table, Vale do have 2 games in hand on nearly all the teams around them, and they're only in the bottom 4 on goal difference. So if they can pick up a win from somewhere, then they can very quickly climb the table, actually. If they can win this weekend, they go up 3 places, and things will look a lot healthy. But they just can't get over the line at the moment. They were winning at Gillingham a fortnight ago, 1-0, and then conceded in the 95th minute in a game they should have won. They were the better side on the day. Then they were beating Bristol Rovers last Saturday and conceded with about 12 minutes to go. So they just can't quite go over the line and get that win. They just need a bit of a break, a bit of luck, I think, and then we'll perhaps see some confidence coming back to the team. There's no problem with the effort of the players. Michael Brown's got them organised and he's got them working hard. But at the moment, they just can't quite do enough to get over the line in games.
And has there been any sort of change in the way that the style of football of Port Vale from Ribeiro to the sort of Michael Brown era?
Yeah, good question. There was an instant change, really. As soon as he took over, Michael Brown remarked about the player's fitness. He said he didn't think it was good enough, in his opinion. It's quite interesting because he was the assistant manager under Ribeiro, but it's becoming obvious that he didn't really have a lot. He wasn't closely involved in the team in that respect. Michael Brown was the chairman's appointment to the management staff rather than Ribeiro's, and it seems there was a little bit of a split or a difference of opinion in that first half of the season. So since taking over, Brown's worked on the players' fitness. They're playing a higher tempo football. They're not just lumping it, but they are playing a little bit more direct when they have to, and he's just trying to get the players to get about the pitch a bit more, get about the pitch a bit faster. He's brought in some young lads on loan. Callum Guy on loan from Derby. Tyler Walker, I should have mentioned, actually, striker signed from Nottingham Forest. Unfortunately, he had a knee injury last Saturday, so it looks like he's out for the season. And also Vale lost Remy Street, centre-half, out injured until April. At the moment, it seems that there's a bad news as well as the results with every week. There's tends to be an injury or a suspension, so they just need something to turn things around. We're hoping Saturday's game will be the one.
And obviously we're talking about some of the players that have gone, but what about some of the players that we should be looking out for, some of the danger men on Saturday as well?
Danger men, yeah, I would definitely say Nathan Smith, the Vale centre-half. He actually made his Football League debut on the opening day when Vale played at Bradford. Did well in that goalless draw, and he hasn't really looked back from then. He's one who could go on and be sold on for big money. Vale are hoping to go on to play at a higher level. Local lad. He's not massive for a centre half. He's probably about 6'1", but he's a real aggressive defender who likes to defend, if you see what I mean. He's started every game in all competitions. The only player to do that, and for a 20-year-old who only made his debut at the start of the season, he's done remarkably.
Yeah, certainly, and I'm really looking forward to that game. It should be a very, very tasty clash on Saturday. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the daytime today.